if you were using the word rather, you might say
I'd rather do something else.
Mm-hmm. If someone came to see you and you enjoyed their visit, you might say, well, now come
back again.
Mm-hmm. And on Christmas Day, you say, if you meet someone, you say
Merry Christmas.
And on New Year's Day, you say
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And another way of showing appreciation besides thank you might be I'm much
indebted to you, or
how about, you probably never say this, obliged.
Oh.
But you've heard.
I've heard it. Mm-hmm.
You might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, we used to do this in our shoe store, though. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and
drew
putting
a pattern.
Well, this was something like a box of shoes, perhaps. Instead of putting it in a bag, he took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
Yes. And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you were selling it at a
loss.
And if there was something you liked in a store, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, well, I like it, but it just
isn't worth that.
Or in talking terms of, you might say it's something too much.
Costs too much?
Yeah. And on the when it's time to pay a bill, first of the month perhaps, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a bank and
borrow.
And during the Depression, money was
scarce.
Yes. And now talking about like on a diving board. Now you might see a child perhaps get on a board over a pool, and then you would say, if you were watching him, you might say, well, yesterday he
dove. He dived. And he dived. I don't think I'd say dove.
And if you were talking about yourself, and you might say, I have never
dived.
Yeah.
I've never jumped. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. When a child puts his head on the ground, kicks his feet, and turns over, you say they turn a
somersault.
Mm-hmm. And in talking about swimming, and you were watching someone swim, and you might say, well, yesterday he
dived.
Yeah, well, and then after he dived in, then he began to
swim.
Mm-hmm. And then watching him swim, yesterday he
swam.
Yes, and I have never. That's where it gets tricky.
I would not say I have never swum.
I think somehow that's one of those things we always just avoid.
I know, but I know I wouldn't say it. But I think it is correct grammar, isn't it?
I think it is.
Swim, swim, swim.
As a matter of fact. If a person did not know how to swim and they went down for the third time, you say he
is drowning.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he
was drowning. Or was drowning.
Or he, leaving out the was.
He drowned.
Yeah. If a child were to hide behind, say, a couch or something like that, you'd say he'd get down like this, and you'd say he was...
What would I say? Crouching?
Crouching?
I don't think, yeah. I'd say that, though.
You might say squat. Would you say squatted? Squat? Hunch? Yeah. Down? Something?
I don't know what I'd say, really.
Oh.
He got down behind the couch.
Yeah. And talking about a little child...
Crawled behind the couch.
Was saying his prayers, and you might say he went over beside his bed and
knelt,
mm-hmm.
stooped.
Mm-hmm. And if we were talking